Welcome to Growing Younger Health and Fitness podcast designed for people over 40. So, what kind of physical activities, exercise, training can you do or should you do after a knee replacement? Hi guys, this is Alex here, physio from Growing Younger. So, the subject of today's podcast is going to be knee replacement, so full knee joint replacement. So the angle that I'm going to bring to this discussion today is going to be what types of exercise are you allowed to do, and more specifically, you should be doing to maximize the outcome after a knee replacement. So first of all, I'd like to discuss the rehab process after a knee replacement. So this information is probably most useful for those people who are considering having a knee replacement, but also people who have had it done, and then you're just wondering what sports, what physical activities can you actually do in a safe way. So rehab usually takes, standard a time frame would be 12 weeks. Now, it does depend on a number of factors. Sometimes it's a bit longer, sometimes it's a bit less than that. But on average, for most people, rehab takes about 12 weeks. So the first 3 weeks, you are expected to use some kind of walking assistance device, so such as a crutch or a walking stick. For some people, it's actually less than that. So some people recover a lot quicker. So it might be even like 1 or 2 weeks. Against standard time frame, first 3 weeks, you may be using some kind of walking aid or a crutch or a walking stick. So after about 4 to 6 weeks, you can expect to start driving, okay? And then obviously, to a large degree, it depends on whether it's your left leg or right leg. If you're driving an automatic car, your doctor generally guides you through this decision-making process. So, and now let's talk about let's say after the rehab, a few months after you had the surgery, what types of exercises should you be focusing on, or what types of activities are you safe to do? So basically, the types of activities you should avoid doing would be anything with high impact, okay? So we are talking excessive running or jumping. So I want to put things into perspective, okay? So why do we need to avoid high impact activities after having a knee replacement? So depending on the type of prosthetic that you have in your new joint, so some prosthetics are more prone to loosening and deterioration over the years. In fact, there's a rough guide in terms of how long the artificial knee prosthetic lasts for. So it's usually sort of a very rough guideline is 15 to 20 years. So statistics says that over 90% of knee replacements will last you more than 10 years, and over 80% will last you more than 20 years. So I guess you could say 20 years is a safe bet, more or less, for most people. However, it does depend, as I said, it depends on a number of factors. One of those factors is how well you look after your new joint, okay? So it is known that high impact activities, such as jumping, such as running, especially if you're running and suddenly you do a lot of changing of direction, it wears out the joint a lot quicker. So examples of sports that pretty much involve that type of running would be football, rugby, basketball, even you could say tennis to a certain degree, unless you go really slow and control it. So another type of activity that you should avoid is anything with a risk of falling. So again, we probably are looking at similar kind of sports. So football, rugby, skiing. I have actually known a few keen skiers who had a knee replacement. So if you fall and you land badly and you had a knee replacement, you really could put yourself at a high risk of destroying your new joint. and having to have a revision surgery, which is quite a major. Okay, so you probably want to stick to those kind of safer sports and exercises. But the good news is there's still a lot of exercises and sporting activities that you can still enjoy. So cycling is definitely one of them. So cycling, as you can imagine, is very low impact. I mean, I guess you could say that there's a bit of risk of falling, but it's, you know, it's reasonably minor if you take care. But the thing about cycling as well is that not only it's safe and it's low impact, but also it helps to build what's called the VMO muscle, which is the inner part of your quadricep, so kind of the front of your thigh. Now, that muscle is especially important for keeping your knee joints stable. So cycling has that effect of actually looking after and caring for your knee joint. So cycling is definitely one of them. So lots of people go back playing golf, and that's fine. So golf is, again, it's relatively low activity. There's a bit of twisting involved, but it's usually not too bad. So golf generally is considered to be safe after a knee replacement. Walking is absolutely fine as well. So I mean, swimming is another example. You know, it's, again, very low impact, so it is safe. So anything that doesn't involve like pounding through on your feet, on your joints, is generally considered to be okay. And one more thing I wanted to discuss as well is so what type of exercises or what types of training should you actually be doing to prolong the life of your new artificial joint? So pretty much you need to do a strength-based program. So for most people, it would probably involve a gym. Okay, so you need some kind of a gym program where sort of in a safe way you will need to do some muscle strengthening, particularly targeting your legs. So this is the area that you may need some feedback from, at the very least from a trainer or even a physio, to kind of guide you and help you in to do this in the most effective way. Now, because if your muscles are stronger, particularly in your thigh, in your kind of calf area, you could expect to for your new joint to have a longer life, essentially. Okay, so the areas to target will be your quadricep, hamstrings, gluteal muscles, and the calf muscles. So yeah, as I said, this is something you generally would do in the gym environment. Okay, so I just wanted to kind of clarify what kind of activities you can and cannot do after a knee replacement. Quite often, in my experience as a physio, the surgeon does not really tell you a lot. So they just say, "Oh yeah, you'll be fine in 3 months after the surgery," but they don't actually give you the specifics. Quite often, you're sort of left wondering, What are you allowed to do? What can you do? What are you not supposed to do? So hopefully this podcast today sort of clarifies that a little bit for you. So hopefully that helps. And look, guys, if you know someone who is thinking about having a knee replacement or had a knee replacement and you think they might benefit from this information, please feel free to forward this podcast to them, and hopefully it helps to spread the word around, okay? All the best for now, and I will speak to you on the next podcast.
Okay, guys, so I hope you found the podcast of value. If you did and you're struggling with your own health and fitness journey, there's a link in the description for a free discovery call with me. And that free discovery call, we're going to cover off a little bit about you, your history, your goals, what you want to achieve, and maybe we can help you or not with your own health and fitness goal. So if that does sound like something that you'd like to do, then click on the link in the description, and I look forward to chatting to you in the very near future. Have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.